Greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Rob Hames. This is 15 Minutes with Jesus. Wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, Jesus said, there am I in the midst of them. To those of you who love him in truth, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for this program, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
We praise you, Father. I just thank you for the message you've given me for this week. I pray you would bless every one of us to have ears to hear what you are saying and understanding. Help us to understand what you are saying. Thank you, Lord, the truth of your word. Today's program is called Sorry for My Sin. In Psalm 38:18, it is written, for I will declare my iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 7, verse 6. Nevertheless, God, that comforts those who are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you, when he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoice the more. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle has made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. For you were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow works repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world works death. Let's turn to Psalm 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Verse 7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. You may remember that throughout the Old Testament, they used hyssop to sprinkle the blood, and God had Moses put the blood on the doorposts with hyssop. So David is referring to the blood of the sacrifice, purging him of his sin. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And now we have a better sacrifice, the sacrifice of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, and his shed blood washes us white as snow. When? When we have godly sorrow, and we have true repentance, and we confess and acknowledge our sin before our God, he will forgive us for Jesus' sake, and he will cleanse us through faith in his shed blood. white as snow. The scripture says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 32. Verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silence, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not come near to him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Proverbs 28:13. He that covers his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy. False grace falsely covers sins without godly sorrow, without confession, and without forsaking them. True repentance is much more than changing your mind. Godly sorrow works repentance not to be repented of. True repentance, confessing our sins and forsaking them and being truly cleansed of them by faith in the sacrifice of Jesus and his precious shed blood. Only the blood of Jesus can purge your conscience of sin and cleanse you of the unrighteousness that brought it to pass. Jesus died to take away our sins, not just to cover them and hide them in the darkness of false grace. Truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The Apostle John said that in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and we don't practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with the Father and with his Son and with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. There is no true fellowship with God or one another if we cover our sins with lies. But if we walk in the light and confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the blood of his Son. Jesus loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. There needs to be real godly sorrow from the heart. Let's turn to Luke 7, verse 36. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him, weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wipe them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. So he said, Teacher, say it. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, You have rightly judged. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Then he said to her, your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Isaiah 54, verse 4. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. Neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood any more. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. With a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. We are sorry for our sins because of the love of God. After he has loved us so much, and given his beloved Son to suffer for us and bear our sins upon the cross, to shed his very blood for us and die for us and rise again from the dead, we are sorry that we have sinned against him who loved us so much and washed us from our sins in his own blood. We are sorry because we love him and for his truth. We love him because he first loved us and gave himself for us. Repentance, not to be repented of. When you have godly sorrow, it works true repentance in you, and you don't ever need to repent again for that sin. It is cleansed. You are washed in Jesus' blood, white as snow, justified, just as though you never sinned. This is why godly sorrow is so important, so you can fully repent from the heart and be fully cleansed and fully justified through the sacrifice and resurrection of Jesus, faith in his sacrifice for you. Hallelujah. Not so with only changing your mind. Not so with false grace. We must repent with all our heart. Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus, your Son, that you would send forth your Holy Spirit to convict your people in this country, the United States of America, and also in other places in the world, of sin, righteousness, and judgment, that you would bring godly sorrow to your people, that your people that are called by your name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek your face, that our land may be healed. For we are in a strait. We are in dire circumstances, Father, as you know. And it's because of rejecting your word and turning our backs to you, turning away from you to follow our own wicked ways. We are certainly like Sodom and like Gomorrah. Father, I pray for this. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes with Jesus at roberthames.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you who love him in truth. Amen.